And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 9th of December, 2012. It was on this date, 1793, Noah Webster established the first daily paper in New York City. It was called American Minerva, changed the name to the Commercial Advertiser, and then sold it and moved to New Haven to start work on the first of his famous Webster's dictionaries. It's the 100th anniversary of the establishment of Petrified Forest National Park in northeastern Arizona, established by Theodore Roosevelt at the urging of his friend John Muir. It gets its name from fossilized logs, the remnants of the forest that stood there 225 million years ago. Other fossils, too, giant reptiles, early dinosaurs, and hundreds of plant varieties. In 2004, President George Bush increased the boundaries of the park, more than doubling it. It's one of the largest areas of intact grassland in the southwestern United States. It was on this date in 1979, a panel of scientists declared the smallpox virus to be eradicated. It was the only disease to be driven to extinction through human efforts. The English doctor Edward Jenner is given credit for that, for discovering the principles of inoculation. But in fact, inoculation had been carried out for centuries in Asia and Africa. The disease had been around since at least 10,000 BC. The decline of the Roman Empire coincides with a particularly bad outbreak of smallpox. It claimed 7 million people. And today is the birthday of John Milton, born in London, 1608. We know him as the author of the epic poem Paradise Lost, but in his own time, he was best known as a political agitator. He spoke out against the king during England's Civil War. Milton was on the side of Oliver Cromwell and the Commonwealth. Eventually, the monarchy was restored, and Milton was regarded as a public enemy and a traitor. He was unemployed, and he had severe glaucoma, and he returned to poetry, composing verses in his head, reciting them over and over, until someone came along, friends or family, his daughters, somebody he hired, who could then write them down. And that was how he wrote Paradise Lost in 1667, and 4 years later, Paradise Regained. Here are some lines from Paradise Lost, our poem for today. Eve speaking to Adam. With thee conversing, I forget all time, all seasons and their change, all pleas alike. Sweet as the breath of morn, her rising sweet, with charm of earliest birds. Pleasant the sun, when first on this delightful land he spreads his orient beams on herb, tree, fruit, and flower, glistering with dew. Fragrant the fertile earth after soft showers, and sweet the coming on of grateful evening mild, then silent night, with this her solemn bird, and this fair moon, and these the gems of heaven, her starry train. But neither breath of morn when she ascends with charm of earliest birds, nor rising sun on this delightful land, nor herb, fruit, flower glistering with dew, nor fragrance after showers, nor grateful evening mild, nor silent night with this her solemn bird, nor walk by moon or glittering starlight, without thee is sweet. From Paradise Lost by John Milton. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. You can join its centennial celebration and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.